Om Shanti, good morning. So today we are revising today's Abhyakt Murli, dated 24th April 1983. The title of the Murli is Spiritual Personality. So when we talk about personality, there are different personality traits. Like some people are very positive, some are very negative. So they are called as pessimist, optimist personality, optimistic personalities. Some are very compassionate, some are loyal, honest, and one category is known as neurocentrism. They're very sensitive and nervous personalities. Some are very sarcastic, some are very quarrelsome, some are lazy, coward, some are dishonest, some are very unfriendly, bossy, malicious. So these are some of the personality traits. Now, when Baba is talking about spiritual personality, worldly people have divided spiritual personality basically into five types. And the first is known as kinesthetic. So kinesthetic personalities are the one who feel they are connected to their spirituality when they are moving. So they do moving meditation. While moving, they are connected to spirituality through touch, through movements. Second are known as scholar, like kinesthetic is through movement through the body. So the scholars are the one who are connected to the spirituality through mind. So they feel they have the spiritual essence through reading books, scriptures and inspirational stories like that. Third are the one who are devotional. They are committed to living from heart and bringing love to everyone they meet. They are very compassionate, loyal and empathetic towards the society. So these are the devotional personalities. And the fourth one is known as servant. They are the one who are involved in social service. Unless they help anyone, they don't feel they are spiritually connected. So they have to help somebody. So they are known as servant. And the last one is known as contemplative. They are more sensitive and introverted personalities. And they experience spirituality in meditation, in prayers, in reflection. So broadly, they are spiritual personalities divided into five types. Now what Baba says about spiritual personality. So today, the group in front of Baba is of Kumars. Kumars are sitting in front of Baba and Baba is saying that Babdada has come to meet the children who are the practical example of their life in front of the world. And Baba has given many titles to Kumars in today's Murli and it is very intoxicating. He said these are Brahma Kumars, Tapasvi Kumars, Rajrishi Kumars, those Kumars who have attained the fortune through total renunciation. And Baba says this is a gathering of such elevated souls. And Baba says that Kumars are powerful, but Brahma Kumars are doubly powerful Kumars. Why doubly powerful? So they have physical power and the other is the power of soul consciousness. And Baba says ordinary Kumars are those who have physical strength and power of their temporary occupation. They have that intoxication of their occupation, which is temporary. But what is the occupation of Brahma Kumar? It is the eternal highest on highest almighty or master almighty authorities. And these are the Brahma Kumars who are world transformers. And they have what? Power of purity. So Baba says a Brahma Kumar means a pure Kumar. And Baba says that as soon as you took birth, you got a blessing from Baba. May you be pure. May you be yogi. So then he said in the form of mother, Baba sings lullaby, lori. What lori now? Be constantly pure. Become yogi. Become equal to the father, become a social, special soul, become embodiment of peace, embodiment of happiness, embodiment of all the virtues, embodiment of knowledge. And he sustained you in the lap of remembrance. So Baba says, do you have this intoxication? Do you have this awareness? Do you swing in the swing of happiness? Do you feel such importance of a life of a Brahma Kumar? Baba is asking the Kumars today. So do you experience that you have such an elevated life, or and do you experience that you are the special actors on this world drama stage? Do you experience that you are playing the hero actor in this world drama stage? So these are all the questions Baba is asking them. The next Baba says, to be a Brahma Kumar means constantly to maintain the personality and loyalty of purity. This personality of purity will attract others towards you, and this royalty of purity will free you from the royalties of the land of Dharmaraj. And there are two meanings of royalty, Baba says. On the basis of this royalty, you will come in the, you will get a place in the royal family in golden age. So Baba says, check whether you have adopted this personality and royalty in life. So here Baba is saying this purity, personality of purity will attract others towards you. The other day there was a film actor who had come to Gyan Sarovar with his mother. Mother is in Gyan from long time, but he visited Brahma Kumaris for the first time, and he was shocked. And what he was saying to the brother who was taking him everywhere, that the background where I come from, film industry, I am not used to see females who are so covered up. And here I am seeing that every body part of the females are covered up, and there is so much purity on the face of all the Kumars and Kumaris whom he was seeing. So sometimes we forget what we are, but others actually get attracted to the power of purity what we have. So he literally had tears in his eyes, saying that just look at these females here. Every body part is covered. So much purity they have, so much personality, so much attractive. It's not that putting cream, powder and wearing those type of clothes will make you look good and attractive. The power of purity also attracts people, and a person coming from that background, if he is actually experiencing this in us, it's a very big thing. So the personality of purity, Baba is saying. Baba is saying, let this personality be experienced by every Brahma Kumar and Kumari, by anyone who sees you. Physical purity brings into body consciousness, and whereas personality of purity makes you soul conscious and brings you closer to the Father. So Baba says, what service you will do? Through your life you have to transform others. Baba says, transform others through your transformation. Give the experience that a Brahma Kumar means someone whose attitude, vision, action and words have been transformed. And this is the experience you have to give to others, Baba says. As soon as they come and meet you, let them be even more attracted to this personality. And you become the spiritual mirrors who constantly give Father's introduction. Means through our transformation, we give introduction. It's not that once we start speaking, then only people get attracted to us. It's through our character, through our personality, through our actions, people get attracted to Baba. People get introduction of Brahma Kumaris. People get introduction of God. So Baba says, then they will say, ki who have made them like this? And what a wonderful transformation this is. And Baba says, Baba has made you from shells into diamonds. So here he is talking about personality of purity and royalty. Then Baba says, Kumars are the one who run a lot in service. So he is asking, do you keep a balance? So do you keep a balance between service of yourself and service of others? If you don't keep this balance, then Maya will make your intellect run around everywhere. So Baba says, wonders takes place through balance. So he is talking about balance here. And if you are not keeping the balance, then you are extroverted. And instead of performing wonders, you get caught up into the chaos of conflict of your own nature and sanskars. So here he is talking about balance between self-service and service of everyone. So what are the ways of serving the self? What are the ways? How can you serve your own self? Anything. At both level. So what I thought, first of all, one should give time for the self. Like basically he's saying, no, your Kumars are the one who run around lot of running around in seva. So throughout the day, at least some time we have to give to self for self talking, self churning. Like sit in silence at least 15 minutes, 20 minutes or half an hour and talk to self, where have I progressed to? Am I going in the direction where I wanted to? What have I come here for? Such questions we should ask ourselves every day. Otherwise we get lost in service, otherwise we get lost in the worldly things. So asking self, where am I today? And this can be done in silence. Besides our yoga time, we have to take out time and sit and self-talk. Talk to yourself. What I am doing, am I happy with what I am doing today? Whatever purushart I am doing, am I satisfied with that? If I am not progressing in my purushart, do I need to make some changes in that? So such questions should be asked. So this is one, that for self-service, one should give time to self. Second is self-churning on points of Murali. One is to have a discussion in the group. But besides this group discussion also, we should have time for churning on our own self. It's not that only coming to this class and attending the classes or hearing somebody's classes. That's not enough. One has to sit and churn on Murali. So every day. So that is second thing. Third thing, what I have experienced personally, that going close to nature. Every one of us have this opportunity to go around Nakhi, either in the evening or in the morning. So for 10 minutes, if we sit there and look at the sky and just experience that nature, it is very beautiful. And we don't need to go and ask questions to others. And I see people coming and asking a lot of questions. And if I've experienced this, that when one goes out in nature and sit, it's really beautiful that answers really come to you. So going close to nature. Then, as he said, whether grossly self-service, gross at the level of gross things. So one should keep also your own body healthy, because for a good purushart at confluence age, one requires a healthy body. If you don't have a healthy body, you can't do purushart, you can't do service. So keeping that balance also is required. Anything else for self-service? Thinking about positive sides of the life, not only looking at the negativity of it. Most of the time we have a habit on churning on our weaknesses, that I have this weakness. But we forget what are our positive points, what are our virtues. We hardly concentrate on that. So one should do that. Good eating habits. Good meeting. Going in a good group where there is good churning. Good company, yeah. For self progress, one should have good company.
And exercise, some physical work.
Some physical work is also, that comes in. Yeah, go for a long walk and do churning, hear classes. So, for self-service also, one should pay attention on time, not wasting time. Where you are wasting time, just fill the gaps. So wherever if we feel we are wasting time, you should just remove those things from your daily routine. So these are some of the points of self-service. So Baba says it is essential to serve yourself first as well as serving everyone else. This balance will keep you attained, will enable you to attain constant progress of yourself and also in service. Then Baba says Kumars can perform great wonders. There is not much impact on the world through transformation of old people, but if they see transformation in young people, then people get attracted. So Baba saying to the group of Kumars that you should go and give the introduction of God to government. You can awaken the government, but they will give you test. Baba says they will send CIDs. They will send secret CIDs to examine you to see whether you have conquered Maya. So they will take your practical papers, and Baba saying that you all have given your name and addresses. So should we send the list to the government? And there are 500 Kumars, I think, sitting in front. Register. So there are 500 Kumars sitting in front of Baba. So Baba is saying 500 Kumars are not less. So should we tell the government, and they will deliberately come and check you. So he's saying that should we send the list and they will come and check you. They will deliberately make you angry to see you, to see and whether you all are speaking the truth. So should we do that? They will take your practical paper. So we should be alert. It's not that it will be announced that some CIDs are going to come to Madhuban today or Gyan Sarovar or Shantivan today. Anytime people can come and take our exams. This Baba has told in 1983. They can be our own friends. They can be visitors. They can be tourists who is coming. They can be people coming in conferences. I remember once I was attending this MBM Mind Body Medicine conference and Shivani Ben was taking a class and she said these people, Brahma Kumaris, they don't get angry. They are very silent. They say Om Shanti. So you should go to each and every department and see. They must be smiling in front of you. But go and check them in their department. Go to every department and see whether hiding, they are not getting angry, no, they are not bossing over others, no. So just go and check them. And so I was thinking ki with so much confidence Didi is speaking to everybody. And so she has so much faith in all of us. So we should not put her down. So if some secret CIDs come to us. So Baba says, have the aim of creating a spiritual, powerful youth group such that you challenge the world, saying that you will constantly cooperate in the task of establishing peace in the world. And Baba says, you are a strong group. And it should not be that you issue a challenge today and tomorrow you will change. It should not be like this. And there are majority of new Kumars sitting in front of Baba. So Baba is saying, but you have to reveal yourself as the ones who have come last but who are going fast. With your wonder of keeping a balance, show wonders to the world. So this is today's Murli. Then Babdada is meeting groups. There are 4 points in this. So first point, he's saying that do you constantly consider yourself to be double light? Give all the bondages to Baba and become double light. And the double light are the one who fly. So you have to have a surrendered intellect. Surrendered intellect. Now, surrender through the mind, through body, intellect, money, our karmas, our actions, everything, whatever seva we are doing, surrender it to Baba. And so, then you will have nothing else in your mind. Then you will have only one Baba. And none of the old streets or paths still exists. This is simply the one Father, the one path of remembrance. So, reach your destination by following this road. So, somebody says, no, that Shiv highway, take that highway, that's the only road to spiritual path, to your aim, and you go forward. Then second point, Baba is saying, you are constantly swinging in the swing of happiness, are you not? You have received such a beautiful swing from Babdada. Now he's talking about a swing which has two strings, string of remembrance and string of service. And when these strings are tied, then you will be constantly swinging and you are stable. If any string is loose, then the swing will rock and it's not stable and you can fall. So here again he's talking of balance of remembrance and service. So many of us have this question that how to keep the balance between remembrance and service. And many people who come from outside Madhuban, they always say ki in Madhuban you can do all everything on time, morning Murli class and Amrit Vela and evening yoga, but we can't do it because we stay outside. So here Baba is saying to every one of us that you have to keep a balance. And one has to decide how to keep the balance, because individually we know what is our dincharya, what is our timetable, and accordingly we have to decide. We can't go and ask somebody, will you help me how to do it? How much ever you ask the other person, you won't get that help. I remember one sister was asking me that how to take out time for churning, how to take out time for remembrance, and I very nicely got involved and I was telling you should do this, you should do that, take out time like this. And whatever point I told her, she just broke everything and she said, this cannot be done, it cannot be done like this, this time I have to do this, you don't understand what is center, morning we have to get up at this time, and if it is Thursday, this is this bhog, and if it is Sunday, this bhog, and this is the cleaning time. And I just kept my mouth shut and I said, next time I'm not going to give advice on how to keep the balance of service and remembrance. One has to decide on their own self how to keep So I will tell my timetable and I will tell this experience. BKCIDs. So this is one, and sometimes outside, when we stay outside Madhuban, we get involved into our service so much and we run behind earning money. The other day there was a patient in the OPD and she was asking how to take out time for yoga and churning, and we were just trying to tell her that you have to reduce your duty hours, and she gets up and she was a nurse, a government nurse. She says, I have a government job, you know, and I earn 1 lakh per month. I cannot reduce my duty timings. So inside I was saying, then sorry, then don't think of entering Satyug also. And it's like that. It means you don't want to do this, but you want to gain this. It cannot happen. Both the things cannot happen. You have to take out time, and how you will take out time, it depends on you. How you will do it. How much money you want to earn, you have to decide. So keep that balance. And here also, in Madhuban also, it's not that I have come to Madhuban to do only do yoga and, you know, service is second. No, service is first. Remember that. It's not during our time of service, seva timings, whenever we are there, we should be 100% there. It's karma yoga. It's not that I will shun my duties and I will go and sit in yoga and let the other person do, let the burden be another person, but I will do my yoga, I will keep my timings this much. So all that should be taken into consideration even when we are staying in Madhuban. When it is duty timings, it is duty timings. When you get time for yoga, the yoga is there. If you are, you have 6:30 to 7:30, if you get some seva, then be in remembrance of Baba and do that service. You cannot say that I want to sit in evening yoga and I will not do this service. No, it's not like that. And now also, all mothers are preparing roti. They are doing seva. They are not sitting in this class or they are not doing yoga at this time. Immediately after Amrit Vela, they attend the morning class and they are on their duty. So think of those souls who are serving us. So string of remembrance and service should be equal, Baba says. Then third point, he's saying, because without your remembrance, service cannot be successful, and without doing service, you cannot become conquerors of Maya. Because when you are busy in service, Maya doesn't come to you. So when we are busy, what things happen? When we are busy, we ignore the waste. When we are busy, we are very focused and our intellect doesn't wander. If I have to prepare a class, how I am busy in that. So nothing, and whatever waste comes in throughout the day, I will say, no, let's see tomorrow. We postpone things. And when we postpone things, it gets over. It gets diluted. So that's why Baba is saying here, when you are busy in service and churning knowledge, then Maya easily steps away from you. And so you have to keep this balance, he says. And then Vava will be told that, Vava, elevated soul, one who is giving me this knowledge, Vava, you have changed my life. When you go and do service of other souls, people will talk like this. So Baba says, do you experience such blessings? And he says, if you do service without having remembrance, there will be less success and greater effort. Whereas if you do service while staying in remembrance, there will be greater success and less effort. And after doing service, what is the result? Natural happiness. So here Baba is talking about happiness. That what is the greatest treasure Father has given to you, and that's happiness He has given you. And He's talking about types of happiness. I think we can churn more on this point. You have received a treasure of so many types of happiness. So from what we get happiness, we can churn on this point today. Then Father Baba further says, every day at Amrit Vela, keep one intoxicating point in your mind, and that will make you happy throughout the day. And then he says, there are some children who say that Baba talks same thing in Murli every day. Same point comes in Murli every day. So then Baba is giving very beautiful example that in school, if the children doesn't do properly what they are told to do, they are told to write it 50 times and then it becomes firm in their mind. So that is why Baba also tells you every day that remember yourself as soul and then remember me, so that it becomes firm in your mind. If he is repeating any point again and again in the Murli, that means we are not firm on that point. So consider yourself to be souls and remember me. So Baba is actually drilling things. Whenever some point is repeating in the Munli, remember that we are still not firm on it and we have to work on it, rather than thinking, oh, it's the same Munli. Then he say talking about points of key points of happiness in your intellect every day, and give donation of happiness, and that is the greatest donation. Then the last point is, do you constantly experience yourself to be like a lotus? Here Baba is giving an example of lotus is a sign of detachment, that whatever part you are playing, do not become loving towards your part, but be detached from your part. And sometimes people complain that we sit in yoga, but we remember Baba for some time and we forget. So detachment is lacking. Where there is no love, Baba says there will be no remembrance. The more love, the more remembrance will be there. And we've discussed in that day's magic of blessing how to increase love for Baba. So, and if you are loving towards worldly people, then you get a bed of thorns. But if you love Baba, in return you get right for many births. And here he is saying that you stay in bodily relationships in your Laukik homes, and you consider yourself that you are there for service. You are there for service and you remain detached from them. If your love is in two direction, Baba says, then you cannot experience a constant and stable stage. So this is today's Murli. Om Shanti.